Tainis Perek Dalid Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah continues the discussion of the Anshe HaMaimid that were in Yerushalayim. The Anshe HaMaimid hoi misanim arbo yomim b'shavua. Miyem sheni ad yom chamishi. They would fast every day. V'lehoyu misanim erev Shabbos m'pnei kvod haShabbos. They didn't fast on Friday in order not to go into Shabbos week and ois gemutshit from the fasting. V'loi b'echad b'Shabbos k'dei sh'lo yeitzu m'menucha v'oinig. On Sunday night, because there's a danger in fasting after Oynik Shabbos, where a person would eat more, to go straight from eating more. There's even the Rashbam in Psochem says that the taich of Neshama Yisera is that a person could eat more on Shabbos. Da'ibin Yidin would eat more on Shabbos. Oynik Shabbos. Neshama Yisera. To go from that straight into a matziv of Yigia Vitainis, the contrast would be too startling, would be too shocking, and there's an emesis akon of Yomusu. So they didn't fast, obviously not on Shabbos, and not on Sunday, not on Friday. So Memela, they would be left with fasting Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Obviously they didn't fast 4 days straight, that's impossible. They ate at night. What was their Seder Avoy? That means these days were dedicated to Avoy de Bakoydish. They were kiviyochel, they were part of the carbon. And part of the carbon is they were in a state of tainus, in a state of tvilo. They fasted when they were able to fast from those weeks. And then they had a Seder HaAvoydah, where they were part of the Avoydah. Bayom HaRishon, Bereshis V'hi Rokia. B'sheni, Yihi Rokia V'yikovu Mayim. Bishlishi Yikovu Amayim Yihi Ma'irois. They're breaking up over here, my Sebrachis. Bervi Yihi Ma'irois V'yishu Tzu Amayim. Bachamishi Yishu Tzu Amayim V'atay Tzu Oretz. These are stops along the way in the first parak of Bereshis. Bashishi Toy Tzu Oretz V'yichulu HaShamayim. That's the sixth day of my Sebrachis. Parsha Gedoylo Koyin Oysa Bishnayim. A parsha Gedoylo, each parsha means every Inyan. You start from Bereshis Baralekim, the first Inyan, until Yihi Rokia. There's five psukim there. So upon five psukim, this was their Kriyas HaTorah. So Koyin Oysa Bishnayim, they could have two oilim. They have five psukim. How do you break five? Each oila has to lay in at least three psukim. That's a basic klal. So the Gemara is Masbir, that you lay in five, you lay in three, and the second oila goes back one pasuk, which is the makar of the way we do it on Rosh Chodesh also. We have the same problem. We go back a pasuk by one of the aliyahs in order to make the aliyah three. The grade is a shita in the Gemara, Shmuel. We don't paskin that way. That you can divide a parsha of five into two aliyahs of two and a half. But we don't divide psukim in half. That's the halacha psukim. So the koyin is b'shnayim three, and then the third with the next two. Vaktana biyochid, and the third oila, you need three aliyahs, would be biyochid. When was this kriya? When is any Kriya Satayra? Any day that you have Shachris and Musaf. So you learn between Shachris and Musaf. Means on a day, obviously on a day where there was a Musaf, it was Rosh Chodesh, or what other day would it be? It would be on Chol HaMoed also. On Chol HaMoed they would all be in Yerushalayim. So here we're talking about the Anoshim that were Miskansim Boreim. So the Stomius is we're talking here middle of the year, can only be on Rosh Chodesh. So what the Chiddush is that normally we're used to Kriya Satayra between being after Halal, between Shachris and Musaf. Over here we have a Kriya Satayra for Shachris and for Musaf. Two times they're lame. Santa Maisa. Then the Mishnah says another Chiddush. There's Kriya Satayra by Mincha also for these B'nai Maimid, for the B'nai Mishma that were Miskansim Barem. There would be Nichnosim, but because it was hard to bring back the Sefer Torah, there would be Koyin Alpiyim Kikoyin Ishma. They would learn Baal Peh, so Kriya Satayra Baal Peh. The only other place you have a similar idea is by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, towards the end of Masechet Yom, that's described that certain psukim you could learn Baal Peh. Erev Shabbos b'mincha loya nichnosim nekveda Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, by mincha, Friday afternoon is considered as man for hachono, for Shabbos, and nekveda Shabbos. They didn't get together for this Seder Tvila. Mishnah Dalet. What wasn't mentioned in Mishnah Gimel was that besides for the Kriya Satayra, besides for the fasting, there would also be marbe betachanunin, that the carbon should be niskabel v'rachman v'rotzoin. So Mela, it was an arichus zman, this whole seder hatvilos. So there were those that were miskanis b'areim, but there were also the ones that were fasting, that were the anshei mishma, that were al ha-maimid in Yerushalayim. They were there, and they were there mamish b'shas to korban. They were the representatives, the delegation of representatives to represent Klal Yisrael al korban haseim. So Mela, there's a problem that they could get, there's less time on a day when there's halal, because they had to be there for the whole korban. They had to be there also for the hakrovas, haktoras, chalom, v'emurim. So all the halachim, the korban, and also the korban musaf, and a day there was halal, there was a limited amount of time. They had some really kol yom sheyesh by halal, ein by maimid b'shachris. Again, this is in Yerushalayim where they were pressed for time. Korban musaf, any day with his musaf, ein by b'ne'ilo. Now the mashmos over here is that there's a day sheyesh by halal without musaf. It said it's two different phrases. Kol yom sheyesh by halal, and then korban musaf, any day they had korban musaf. Which day has halal without musaf? Only 8 days. Charka, it's not even 8 days, because by us, two of those days are Rosh Chodesh. One is Shabbos, so sometimes it's 2 days, sometimes it's 3 days. And so it could even be 4 days. You could have Chanukah that goes from Shabbos to Shabbos with 2 days of Rosh Chodesh in between. So you could have 4 days. So the other days of Chanukah are Yomim Sheyesh Bohem Halul Ve'en Bohem Korban Musaf. But by Korban Musaf, Ein Boy Bin Ilo. Now here we need a word of explanation. So on all these days, the Mamodis, there was a Korban Ilo, there was a Tfilas Ne'ilo, and all the Tfilas had a Maimid with the Kriyas HaTorah, with the Tachanunim, etc. But the ones that were in Yerushalayim were especially Torud, and here's something that we didn't discuss before, is that the Yisraelim that are Oymin al Mamodim weren't just bystanders, and they weren't just davening for the Hatzlocha of the Korban, but they were also active participants. What was their active participation? They were Shoyev Mayim, they were Choydev Eitzim, they did the jobs in the Avodas HaMikdash that could be done by Yisraelim. They participated Kivyokal from the outside of the Avodah. So Mamela, because of the day of the Korban Musaf, where there was many Korbanos, the Korban Tomer, is only one Behemah. There's only one Seh. A Korban Musaf could be many Korbanos. Look through the Parshas Musafim and Parshas Pinchas. And Mamela, the tirdis of that day were such that it was impossible to have time for the Tefillah, for the Seidah Mamodis, by Ne'ilah. When it says over here Ne'ilah, it means, of course, there was no time by Mincha Ne'ilah at the end of the day. The Avodah was finished. But that's for sure that there was no time by the Musaf and by Tfilas Mincha for the Mamodis. There was even no time by Ne'ilah. That's the Kavon of the Mishnah. Kurban Eitzim Ein Boy B'Mincha Divrei Rebbe Kiva. Kurban Eitzim is the day when there were those that had to bring a Korban Eitzim, which we'll learn about in Mitzvah Hashem. So the Tirda of bringing the Korban Eitzim would be Doichin the Mamodis by Mincha. We're talking about it on a day where there's no Korban Musaf. So it would be Doichin Mincha. Musaf there wasn't. But Ne'ilah there would still be time. The Kavan over here ain't by Mincha, but Ne'ilah, yeah, that's the Shrit of Rebbe Kiva. Amalei ben Azai, Kachoyi Rebbe Shua Shoyne, he had different Messiahs. Korban Musaf ain't by Mincha. On a day when there's Korban Musaf, then that's Doichin the Mamodis of Musaf, of course, and also Mincha, it's the Tirdis. But by Ne'ilah, yes. Korban Eitzim ain by b'Ne'ilah. The Tirdis were more, and Mamela would be Doicha Ne'ilah. Would be Doicha Ne'ilah, would also be Doicha Mincha. Chazar Rabbi Akiva liyashayne ke Ben Azai. Rabbi Akiva accepted the Messiahs of Ben Azai and had to set up this the Seder HaTchiyos for the Anshei Maimon that was in Yerushalayim.